Will and Anthony Nunziata are here to talk about their new Christmas EP, The Gift Is You, and their upcoming Carnegie Hall debut with the New York Pops on December 16th and 17th, and give us their spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Will and Anthony.
Hi, Charlotte. Thank you so much for having us.
Hi, Charlotte. Thank you for having us.
Tell us about your new Christmas EP and the upcoming Carnegie Hall performances.
Well, doing a Christmas EP and also making our Carnegie Hall debuts, two dreams kind of coming true. Growing up, Christmas music was always playing throughout our house, even not during the holidays. So to be able to release an album filled with classics and also original music is fantastic. And also to share this experience with my brother, with Liz and Ann Hampton Calloway and the New York Pop Symphony Orchestra, it's very humbling. It's such a humbling experience, and I really can't wait to share this concert with all the concertgoers at Carnegie Hall.
What is the inspiration for your music and your shows?
The inspiration from the music comes from a lot of the songs and the genres that we grew up listening to. So what we like to do is just put a fresh sort of contemporary take on classic songs, American Songbook, Broadway, to pop, to classical crossover. And then when it came down to writing original music, Charlotte, a lot of that inspiration started off with our family and started off with messages and themes that come from the people around us. And also off of that, what Anthony was saying, all of the songs we listen to always stemmed from having at the foundation, Charlotte, a great melody and great storytelling. So when we're songwriting and when we're singing and choosing songs that have already been written, it's really important that they have a strong story and a strong melody.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
It always goes back to our mission statement, to entertain and inspire. And as long as whatever we do goes back to that, we know we're on track, whether it's our music, you know, we have a situational comedy in the works, and I hope that music and the stories that we tell connect people, because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, is to connect people and find that common ground.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, I know for Anthony and I, we've gotten to meet a lot of people throughout the country from the LGBTQ community, and we've had great conversations with them. And I think it comes down to, first and foremost, a conversation and listening to people's stories and hearing where they're coming from, how they're feeling, especially in, you know, these times where we obviously have a lot of people in this country and in this world who may not agree with or support or believe in marriage equality, for instance. I fervently believe that love is love is love, and love is a human right for all people. And so for Anthony and I to continue to commit ourselves to entertaining and inspiring, we hope that that can help lead to the leading policymakers in this country and in this world to truly make it possible to have laws, all laws, equal rights for everyone on all accounts.
How do you see our LGBT community moving forward in a Trump administration?
I think that we all have to continue to be fervent in not only what we say, Charlotte, but how we say it. I know Anthony and I both are on the same page with this. I think when things are said and done, not only coming from a place of love and kindness, but done with love and kindness, the message, I think, not only sticks longer, but I think it'll allow people who may think differently. I really fervently believe that it'll allow people to take a step in and lean in if something is said with love and kindness. I totally agree with Will that in times when people are sometimes too quick to judge or too quick to disavow feelings of other people, it's important that we lead with love.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have these kids struggling after the election?
Well, Anthony and I are fortunate that we get to travel the country and do these master classes. And in these master classes, we've met with a lot of these kids, Charlotte, and we've talked to them about their personal issues because a lot of them are worried about this. And what we try to remind them is kind of what we were just saying before, to lead with love and kindness. And that in the end, loving kindness will win. And, Charlotte, to get personal with you, I was bullied as a kid. So when I look into these kids' eyes, Charlotte, I see Will at 12 years old. And for me, Charlotte, at times, it's very personal. So I open myself up to these kids, and I let them know that although you might look at me and say, oh my God, that's so far off to be out of school, it isn't. And that to remind them that I'm with them. And on top of that, that there are places for them to get help. I think that's really important for them to know, is that there are places and there are people out there who will offer that hug and offer that listening ear, and that they are not alone.
How can people get information about your music and your appearances?
They can go to willandanthony.com. Also, we're all over social media, on Facebook, Instagram, for our parents' generation, even LinkedIn. So yeah, we're all over the internet.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, we have a few exciting projects in the works. Like I mentioned before, we have a situational comedy that we're currently working with a fantastic writer and an executive producer on. So hopefully there'll be some more news on that. Anthony individually has been writing some amazing, amazing songs with some composers for our next album, which will be all original pop music. Anthony, do you want to talk more about that?
Well, that was a nice introduction.
You're welcome.
Yeah, just writing a lot of songs with some great composers. Jeff Ranzel is one of them, Maria Christensen. These folks have, you know, not to name drop, but they've written for Celine Dion and Josh Groban, Andrea Bocelli. So to work with them and also to create songs for Will and myself, it's been a joy, and it's been a joy to sort of find our new voice through this original music, and we're feeling it's going to this soulful pop feel, like think like Adele meets John Legend. And so that's really exciting. And I know that for Will, Will is also doing a lot of really fantastic conceiving and directing projects that he has in the works, which I can't wait to see what he comes up with. But it's great to have Will's eye sort of on the projects that we and our concerts that we do. So, you know, it's exciting that Will and I are able to work together and sort of bring our individual strengths to the table to make in creating unifying artistic pieces.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
You know what, Charlotte? I love it when people ask, and I wish they would ask more often, if there are any other siblings in our family, because Anthony and I have a younger sister, Annie, and she's the normal one, Charlotte. And we say that because she's not in showbiz, but in the sense that our sister Annie has always been so amazingly supportive. I can't imagine growing up with older brothers, let alone twins, in a natural way, always get the quote-unquote attention. But our sister, Charlotte, is, and I know this sounds hokey, but it's the truth, she truly is the star of our family. And we try to make it about her as much as possible. She's always there at our concerts, always there at our events, and she's the absolute best. So I wish people would ask, so what about Annie?
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
For me, Will, I don't know who said it, or it just might be one of those things that have been going around Facebook for years, but it's very simple, and it's three words, and it's live, laugh, love. And if I'm ever in any kind of compromising position in terms of deciding how to lead or any sort of conversation with someone and I have to kind of negotiate how to go about it, I always go back to those three words. They kind of just seep into my mind, Charlotte, and it kind of gives me a calm.
That's good for you.
Thank you, Anthony. Anthony, what about you?
Actually, mine is similar. It's a quote from the song Make Someone Happy, written by Julie Stein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green. And the line is, love is the answer. Whenever there's a question about anything like that, it's just very simple that love is the answer.